Thank you for listening to the Craig James Financial Services LLC podcast. Craig James Financial Services LLC is located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208, Melville, New York, 11747. You can reach us by phone at 631-393-2888 or toll-free at 1-877-887-2707. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Next Financial Group Incorporated, member FINRA/SIPC. Craig James Financial Services LLC is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group Incorporated. Next Financial Group Incorporated does not offer tax and/or legal advice.
Hello, my name is Craig Ferrantino. I'm the president of Craig James Financial Services here in Melville, New York. I founded Craig James Financial Services because I saw there was a need for independent, objective financial advice for our clients and for the greater community. We put these podcasts together at the request of many of you who have seen our presentations either in seminars or other educational presentations in other venues and wanted to learn more. And as a disclaimer, I wanted to mention that we are not owned by any insurance company or bank. We are truly independent, and therefore, we have the ability to work purely for our clients. Today, we're continuing with our podcast series called Disability Must Knows. In our last episode, we discussed different disability insurance riders that may provide you with additional income protection. In today's episode, we will discuss a few of the various exclusions that you must be aware of when purchasing an income replacement policy. Watch out for the fine print. Not every income replacement policy has the same fine print, so make sure you check to see what exclusions exist on your disability insurance policy. With me today is my Vice President of Marketing, Jenna DeRee, and I'm going to have her begin our discussion about some of the common income replacement insurance exclusions.
Thank you, Craig. First, let's discuss the most common exclusion you'll find, which is the 2-year maximum benefit for those who can no longer do their job because of a mental or nervous disability. Not every company has this exclusion, and I want to point that out to you. There are some insurance companies that do not limit the amount of time you're entitled to receive a check, even if you're unable to work because of a mental or nervous disability. If you own a contract with this 2-year mental and nervous exclusion, this means that if you're no longer able to do your job because of a disability caused by stress, anxiety, depression, dementia, or any other mental nervous disorder, you may very well be limited to a 2-year benefit period. Even if your policy was designed to have you receive a check until age 65, this exclusion allows the insurance company to only provide you with an income check for 2 years. Second, there is an exclusion that states that the insurance company will provide you with an income check for only 1 year if you cannot work due to a dependence on alcohol or drugs. Most of the drug-related claims do not come from hard drugs like cocaine, heroin, or marijuana. They come from addictions to prescription medications, such as codeine and Percocets. Alcoholism is also very common and has the potential to destroy someone's career at any age. This is not something that you can predict will happen to you, but I do want you to be aware that this exclusion exists on most policies.
Not only are there exclusions that set a limit on the amount of time you'll be eligible to receive your income replacement check, such as the ones that Jenna just mentioned, there are some exclusions that state that the insurance company will not pay you at all. So the third exclusion is fairly common and exists on almost all income replacement policies. This exclusion states that if you become disabled while committing a felony, the disability insurance policy will not send you your income replacement check. Obviously, that would be to jail or something like that. This should be pretty obvious to most people, but you would be surprised what people try and get away with and feel that they are entitled to. Fourth and the last for today's discussion is the war exclusion. There are some income replacement policies that will not pay you a check for disabilities that result from an act of war. This is not extremely common, but it does exist in some contracts. Today, we continued our discussion on disability insurance policies. We reviewed some of the various exclusions that may exist on income replacement, which could affect you and your need to receive income. In future episodes, we're going to cover some of the questions you could expect to see on an income replacement application. This is our fourth episode in our series titled Disability Must Knows. We would like to thank you so much for listening, and we hope that you are benefited from the time that you spent with us today, and that you will continue to enjoy and benefit from our future podcasts. If you're also considering life insurance, please feel free to listen to our podcast series entitled Insurance and You. All of our podcasts are available at our website, www.longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions on anything we discussed today, please contact us by calling our office here in Melville, New York at 631-393-2888 or toll free at 1-877-887-2707. With offering our clients independent, objective financial advice, this is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services. On behalf of all of us at Craig James Financial Services, we look forward to hearing from you soon.